review Shabbos Daf Nun Ches. The Mishnah had said that a person is not allowed to walk outside with a kavla. So in yesterday's daf, we learned that Rabbi Avo holds that this refers to a small woolen cap, and certainly an identifying patch on a slave would also be asur out of concern that the slave will carry it. In today's daf, we learn Shmuel Amar Kavla de Avdatna. No, the Mishnah is not talking about the small woolen cap. The Mishnah forbids going out with an identifying patch of a slave. A woolen hat would be mutter. After a brief discussion, the Gemara comes to the following conclusions about Shmuel's opinion. First, if the slave wears a patch around his neck, he can go out with it if the patch was made by the master, because he would never remove it. He'd be afraid to remove it. But not if the Eved made it for himself, since if he made it for himself, he might be willing to remove it. The Gemara goes on to clarify that even if his master made it for him, the servant still may not be permitted to go out with it if it is made out of metal, since Dovra Makbidal of Rabo Ein Yotzinbo. Anything that has value and the master would not want lost, the servant can't go out with, because if it falls off, not that he's going to take it off, he'll be afraid to take it off. The master doesn't want him to take it off. But if it falls off, he won't pick it up and carry it home, because he will pick it up, rather, and carry it home, because it's very precious. And that's going to be a violation of Hotza'ah. It's only something that is made by the master that is cheap, where if it falls off, he's not going to pick it up, and he would never take it off because the master doesn't want him to take it off. Only such an item would be mutter. That's about things that are worn around the slave's neck. Second thing, though, is if the slave wears the patch on his clothing, he cannot go out with it even if it was made by his master, because it falls off, if it falls off, mirtasu mikfale, he'll be afraid to fold his clothing over, he'll be afraid, and there, because he's afraid that the patch isn't there, and the master's going to get upset, he'll fold his clothing over the area of the patch to hide the fact that it's missing. So wearing clothing that is folded over in an unconventional way is a violation of carrying on Shabbos. So even if it's on his clothing, if it was made by his master, it's still going to be a problem, because it also may lead to hotzah. Again, not that he's going to rip it off of his clothing, but if it does come off, he's going to try to cover up the area in a way that will violate hotzah. The Gemara goes on to analyze a brisa that speaks about bells worn by people and bells worn by animals. The brisa says, the servant cannot go out with a bell around his neck, because if it falls off, he'll likely pick it up and carry it. But he can go out with a bell attached to his clothing, since it is sewn in, and kol shu arug lo gazru. The Rabbanan never made a gzeira again about anything that's woven into the garment that it might fall off. The Braisa said that an animal cannot go out, lo bezug shebet savara, v'lo bezug shebet susa. So after a lengthy discussion, the Gemara concludes that a bell can become tamei in two ways. First of all, if it is a bell whose function is to make noise, like the bells on the children's svarim to remind them that class is beginning, or cowbells, it can only be mekabel tuma if islay inbal, it has a clapper inside of it. But if the bell is for decoration, such as the bell that an adult would wear in his clothing, then it's mekabel tuma whether it has a clapper inside of it or not. Since the clapper doesn't change the look of the bell at all, and the whole function of the bell is its look, is how it appears, it's only for decoration. The final sugya on today's daf, which carries through the entire Amud Aleph of tomorrow's daf, is an analysis of the line in the Braisa that says, Nitvlu in Belehen, Adayun Tumasun Alehen. If the clappers were removed from the bells, they still remain tame. The Gemara questions how that can be possible, considering that these bells were made for noisemaking, no longer have any function as a noisemaker if the clappers are taken out from inside of them. The bell is unable to make any noise. So the first of three possible explanations is mentioned in today's daf. Amr Abaye Hol Shah Hedyot Yochalach Zero. Since the clapper can be replaced by anybody, even somebody who doesn't have any special skills as a handyman, the temporary removal of the bell doesn't affect the bell's tumma status. It's as if it's still there. But Rava asks on this explanation of Abaye that we have an explicit brisa with regard to Misparas Shel Prakim, a two-part scissors. Shelo b'shas melacha eino chibur lo l'tumma v'lo la'aza'ah. At the time they're not in use and are separated, the two parts are separated from each other, they're not considered connected at all, even though they can easily be reconnected. So why should the bell be any different? Just because it can easily be reconnected, why should that make it as if it still is connected? In tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss the other explanations of the Braisa's Psak, that the bell does not lose its tumma when the clapper is removed.